Episode number 858, the makeover of your weekly ask.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you and where are you?
I am in Las Vegas this week. We have our U.S. conference. 2024, our first BNI conference ever was in 1990, so we've been doing this for 2.5 decades, and I've come to a lot of conferences. This is the third one in Las Vegas. A lot of people don't know that, but it's the third one in Las Vegas, and it's a great place to have a conference.
Is it a lot of fun there when you're doing the conference?
Yes. Well, I see the inside of hotels and you know, a lot of the restaurants, and they don't let me out. Priscilla, whenever I start to go towards the front door, there's somebody there saying, no, go back. You need to meet with people. So I really don't get out much. I am getting there a day or two early this week so that I can, see a show. But other than that, I don't get out much.
Okay. So who do you have with us today?
I have a guest today, James Meadows. James goes by Jim. And the topic today is the astounding makeover of my weekly ask for him. And we want to apply this to all of you who are listening. Jim is in his fourth year as a BNI member in the Business Scouts chapter in Kansas City, Missouri, where he is the education coordinator. That would be the position I would love most in a chapter as education coordinator. Jim earned his MBA and Six Sigma Green Belt certification, which Six Sigma Green Belt won't help you in a dark alley, but it will help you in business a great deal. His four-decade career serving major corporations includes positions in chemical research, corporate training, HR, quality assurance, leadership development, change management. That's an important one, particularly in this day and age. Currently, Jim works with clients nationwide. In credit card payment processing, he's raised one boy and two girls. Jim and his wife, Kathy, are aptly empty nesters. I relate to that one, Jim, a lot. Welcome to BNI Podcast.
My privilege and pleasure to be here, Ivan. Thank you.
So why, you're talking about your makeover of your weekly ask, your weekly presentation. And one of the things that is important to you is something that I think is important, and that's the idea that specific is terrific and that it can be difficult for BNI members to execute in a weekly ask. So talk to us about that.
Certainly. As BNI members, we really want to share information with our chapters so that we can help them identify high-quality referrals for us. Human nature being what it is, and I have a part of human nature in me for sure, we typically kind of go lazy, simple, and general. So by me saying something like, any business that takes credit cards is a great referral for me, we mentally convince our brain that that request actually covers every possible situation in existence precisely because it's so broad and big, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when we make that request, that blasé, monotonous, general, boring request, it doesn't give the audience anything specific to think about, remember, to prompt them later on that week with a possible referral.
Yeah. So can I just say, Jim, I'm really glad you're saying boring and, not very exciting. I couldn't say that stuff. People would get annoyed with me. So I'm glad you're saying it. But I completely agree. You got to get laser specific in what you're talking about. Otherwise, people just kind of doze off as you're presenting.
Oh, absolutely. Here's what happens. Sometimes we say to ourselves, at least I always had, well, you know, I could stand up and give a very specific, unique weekly ask, but there's so many other things I do for all of my clients. Right. And if I stand up and give a real specific ask, I'm robbing my chapter of hearing about the 99.9% other great things I do. But of course, I was dead wrong in thinking that, Ivan.
Yeah, because you can't do it all in a minute or 30 seconds or you know, each chapter has a different amount of time that they can do their weekly presentation. And you can't do that in just 30 seconds or a minute. You need more time. And so that's why being really specific over a period of a year gives a lot of content for people. But most people don't get that. And it takes a little while for them to understand it.
Absolutely.
So how the weekly ask portion of the meeting is, how is it extra exciting when everyone is delivering a unique, specific request?
Well, going back to the boring and monotonous, Ivan, you know, you can almost see your chapter members mentally checking out as each yeah. chapter member gives a blasé, general, monotonous, boring weekly ask. It practically puts people to sleep. However, I've noticed the moment even one chapter member gives a unique, specific weekly ask, you can actually see people starting to perk up. They're yeah. thinking, hey, something I can finally sink my teeth into. Many people are actually taking notes during those weekly specific asks. I know I do, because I want to be able to help those chapter members. So yeah, it makes the meeting much more exciting and engaging.
Yeah, now you're calling it a weekly ask, and an ask is fine. I'm okay with that. It's good to ask for referrals. But also, to me, it's also weekly education. The best members understand that you're trying to train a sales force, not close a sale. And so it's about teaching people how to refer you. Would you not agree with that?
I completely agree with that. It was when I listened to podcast number 80 for multiple times, it finally dawned on me, you know what? I've got to study this material and kind of reprogram my brain into realizing that by taking that time and energy to deliver a weekly specific ask,
yeah.
each week over the course of a year, my sales and marketing team has a feast because I've served up a bite-sized, mm-hmm. week-specific ask week by week by week mm-hmm. over the course of a year.
And you said you listened to podcast number 80. I love that because we're in the 800s now. And so I love that you went back and listened to podcast number 80. There's a lot of great content in some of those older podcasts.
There really is. When I was brand new to BNI, I literally said, look, I've got to start all the way back on podcast number 1 and just start cycling through them. And I'm in the middle of my fourth year of BNI membership. And I can tell you right now, hands down, I have easily cycled through all 800 plus podcasts, probably a dozen times or so.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm impressed. That's impressive. You know, I find it interesting when I go to different countries and people start saying, oh, podcast number 173, where you talk about whatever. I'm like, wow, what was that podcast again? You know, I don't have them memorized, but so many members really have immersed themselves in it like you have. And the truth is, it's all part of the core value of lifelong learning, you know, continuing to improve your skill set.
Ivan, specific, you say it all the time, specific is terrific. Can I give you a couple of quick examples?
Yes.
One day, our chapter's moving and storage guy stood up and said, I'm looking for an estate planning attorney because these are the people that often face client and family situations in which somebody is moving into an assisted living facility or some other kind of a relocation. When he said that, I instantly was able to give him a referral to a very fine estate planning attorney in my contact sphere. Mm-hmm. They now have a very productive working relationship. I never would have been able to generate that particular referral unless he had been that specific. And then I had another case where one of our chapter members, our lady who handles supplemental health insurance, she stood up and said, hey, I'm looking for chiropractors. I am building a database of chiropractors nationwide, and I want to be able to have them in my database so I can refer them as viable treatment options for my clients when they're injured. Mm-hmm. Well, coincidentally, I had done some consulting with chiropractors earlier, and I instantly began generating referrals for her, and over the course of a week, I gave her 10 referrals. But again, it never would have happened if she had not been specific.
Yeah. And that's counterintuitive. You know, most people think you got to give the big picture, tell everybody, you know, everything you do. But the truth is that doesn't work nearly as well as being incredibly specific, because people are on their own able to pull back and say, well, what about this as a possible referral, or what about that as a possible referral? But they have a difficult time leaning into the specificity unless a member gives that to them. And that's really where the specific is terrific came from for me many, many years ago.
You're absolutely correct. And something I think we have to remind ourselves of is when you're brand new to BNI, you have to go through a pretty steep learning curve. At least it was that way for me. But even as a new member, I sensed that my weekly ask was very challenging to me, and I struggled with that. But I also observed in other chapters, everybody struggled with their weekly ask. Very few people made it highly specific and unique each week. And we really need to remind ourselves in BNI that all of us need help in coaching and development so that we can fine-tune how we approach that weekly ask. But I guarantee you, the effort is worth it.
Yeah, it is. And again, for everybody, we call it the weekly presentation, but there's nothing wrong with making an ask and explaining what it is that you're looking for and being really, really particular. So before we wrap up, Jim, any last thoughts or comments before we wrap?
I would say to go to podcast number 80. And Ivan, you laid out an awesome plan for building a 50-week curriculum. You told us the generic approach on how to do it. You got specific at the right places. And I took that and I sort of templated that over my whole industry and how I do my business. And I was able to build my 50-week curriculum fabulously by following podcast 80. And I can't thank you and Priscilla enough for that.
Well, I really appreciate you being on BNI podcast today. For anyone interested in more information on Jim and what he does, go to his business blog, which is blog.reliableinsights.com. That's blog.reliableinsights.com. Jim, thank you so much for being on the BNI podcast. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Over to you, Priscilla.
Okay, well, that was just great. Thank you so much to both of you for the great information. This podcast is sponsored by MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with the tools and the inspiration to powerfully enhance your BNI experience. So check out the great material that's available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com and use the promo code IVAN50 for 50% off of everything. All of the proceeds go to the BNI Foundation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.